This is Ted Kennedy. Republican tax and budget proposals will cause deep cuts in Social Security and Medicare. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, Republicans are yielding again to your irresistible impulse to give tax breaks to the wealthy. It's the same old trickle-down economics that failed under President Reagan and caused our current economic crisis. If we don't learn from that history, Al, we're condemned to repeat it. To pay for those billions in tax giveaways, you'll have to ask senior citizens on Social Security and Medicare to help foot the bill. But families have already been bled dry to pay for past tax cuts for the rich. Demanding even more sacrifices from them to support even fancier lifestyles for the rich and famous is wrong. Democrats under Bill Clinton have a sensible economic plan to put America back on the right track, not the right-wing track. People are tired of being trickled on by trickle-down economics, Al. It's time for a change.
Great. 80% of the millionaires and the Senate are Democrats. Get yourselves ready. Let's get real here. Economic growth and Democrat are a true contradiction in terms. They just don't mix. That's why all you can ever do is peddle your pathetic, tired old lies and scare tactics on Social Security and Medicare. Get a fright wig. Ted, the choice is clear. Do we listen to Clinton and create a new bureaucracy of government planners and dump higher taxes on the small businessmen who provide over 70% of all new jobs? Or do we listen to the only candidate who ever owned a small business, George Bush, clear the way for the little guys in America with the big ideas? Ted, who wants a president who will only punt problems over to business, pass along the cost, and then kick the American worker in the same spot he carries his wallet? That's why voters are going to sack Bill Clinton and boot him right back into the mess he already made in Arkansas. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.